Doug Steffen Good Day program. Managing your time well, hopefully, so you'll know what's in the news, what people may be talking about. The first check for a lot of people as to what's going on in the world. As you start your day, you start your day by brushing your teeth, washing your face, taking a shower maybe, and you have something to eat, hopefully, and you go out and you get in your car and you start your car. You can't use your house key. When you open your office, you can't use your desk key. When you go to your safe deposit box, you don't use the same key that opens your luggage. Somehow, you miss the most valuable tool you could ever use to bring out the best in other people. It takes a different key for everybody to unlock their value. I was having this conversation, and Jennifer, remind me to do this when Lisa Lana was here.
Okay.
Lisa is our resident psychic. The idea that everyone is the same and that all people can be understood the same way is a valuable lesson that I'm learning as I sort of come around to thinking differently about life and about people and how I approach things with people. So understanding the value. I was talking to somebody about astrology the other night, and what a wonderful key. That's why I wanted to bring Lisa into this. What a wonderful key I have found astrology to be when it comes to understanding people. It isn't a reason, at least I don't use it as a reason to either meet someone or not meet them, or work with them or not work with them. It just helps me understand better how it all works. And believe me, in the last 3, 4, or 5 months, I've used it a lot to understand a lot of things about people that I know and about me. Now, I've been using it for years. I've been using it for 25 years. And, 25
approach
years.
To people, or how do you...
It helps me. What I didn't really realize is how much it helped me unlock who they were and understanding what their value is and how everybody thinks differently about certain things. For example, bosses have a set of rules. And me as a boss here, loose, and on my farm, there is, and in your personal life too, you have a set of rules for each of the boxes in your life. And mostly, if you're smart, you understand the reason that you have these different bits of information or these rules is because everybody is not the same. Doesn't mean that everybody gets to make their own rules. It means not everybody responds to the same way of being approached. And that, I think, is a key factor in learning how to manage people and manage your own life. You know, if I were to send out a memo, I don't do much of that because I don't like to communicate that way. We have our staff meetings, and we try to listen to things and pick up things and learn things. But I have also understood that if you're really wanting to change the direction of your company or your life or your friendships or whatever it is, you have to, if you send a blanket bit of information out, it's a waste of time because everybody on the team is different. You're different than Roberta is. Roberta's different than Kenny is. Kenny's different than Richie is. All of that stuff.
Oh, for sure.
So my suggestion for those of you who are starting a new business, we, in this hour of the program, take a great deal of time. We have on our Tuesday in the 9 o'clock hour East Coast time, have the Dream Big America assessment of three entrepreneurs who are trying to get us to give them about $20,000 worth of help, money and management help, that sort of thing. And so what we learn is that everybody is different. And so you have to, the people who are successful in management understand there is a skill to getting everybody to work with you. Now, the bigger the company, can you imagine having that attitude at Google? Or can you have that attitude at General Motors or Ford? I think the good managers know their people on the line. If you have enough of the right kind of managers, then they are going to know who's on the line or who's doing what, and be able to hopefully get the best out of them. Harder in union circumstances than non-union circumstances. I think we all understand why that is. And in that way, the reason that the union movement, this is sort of what I was getting at in part, the reason the union movement has broken down as badly as it has is because they're now learning that one key doesn't fit all. Not every union member any more than any other individual, can be handled the same way. One key does not fit all of the members of the union. And so maybe if you think about the key to unlocking talents is to figure out maybe even what two people who work together have as skills. It may be that you're not working, you know, as well as I do, Jennifer, running the business with your father. You might put two people together working on a project who are oil and water and it won't get done. If you understand that
right.
two people may have the same background and maybe have been the same experience, then they'll produce something if you get them motivated properly. But if you put two people together who are at each other or have really wildly different sets of skills, you're going to get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, nothing, nothing. So I just am thinking about achievers today. And how we all are really achievers. You can achieve wonderful things if you understand it and understand your own motivation, understand others' motivation. If you are working for somebody and not a boss, how do you motivate yourself? How do you go to a job every day that you don't like and make the best of it? The way I did it was to look for a new job while I was trying to do my best at the old job. So you don't get fired and have to go to somebody hat in hand is the bad bargaining tool when you go to somebody and you haven't had a job for a while and you say,
you're
I need a job, please.
Yeah. More attractive when you
right.
have a
you're
job.
Right. You're more attractive if you're working successfully for another person, another company. And so that's kind of the spirit in which I give you that advice. Greenpeace in the news. And that's next year on Good Day.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears car. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy, the water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to Barracuda.com/yes.
All right, Doug's good day. Jennifer and Kenny and I are looking at this study by the Center for Public Affairs Research, talking about jobs and how to get along with your coworkers, and if you're a boss, how to best learn how to deal with those people who are in the rank and file, or just using skills that you can learn from lots of different sources. That's why I like astrology, because it helps me learn more. I've learned this last couple of months, as I said, I've learned a great deal about a number of people. And just a tool to help you satisfy yourself better and learn more about the people that are in your life that you want to know
more about.
Do I have a favorite sign?
Yeah, like if somebody comes in and says, I'm a Gemini, you're excited about it.
No, because I think that's all, it's nonsense. What really happens is you got to know a person's rising sign. You need to know where their moon is. You can't really tell the calendar. And by the way, you can use Eastern astrology, and that sets everything back a month versus Western astrology. It's a complicated thing, actually. And what's fascinating about it, Jennifer, is trying to figure out how somebody got, if they're really good, to know so much about people by the stars. It is fascinating how if you find, I have three good astrologers that I know and use, and I compare what they come up with oftentimes if it's something important. Amazing how close they are. But when you think about what's in the sky and how they use that, I mean, I don't even begin to understand it, frankly. But it's a fascinating discipline. And I bring it back around because I think that so many people, this survey that came out this weekend finds that 9 out of 10 workers who are over 50 say they are either very or somewhat satisfied. They are very or somewhat satisfied. You're surprised to hear that, right? You would have thought
good news
the other way around. Older workers report satisfaction regardless of gender, race, educational level, political ideology, or income. And then you think, okay, the survey went to specific companies. Here's a guy who's 77 years old and a chef at Disneyland. He has been there. He goes to work at 3 in the morning. And he works every day, 6 days a week, in a cafe at Disneyland. And he absolutely
loves it.
He loves going in every day. He loves the people he works with. He loves seeing the faces. And that's really it. I mean, all the people, when you go to the Disneyland or Disney World facility, you're going to be happy. Most of the time.
They do a great job with their employees.
They really
do.
Well, I mean, one or the other. I mean, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But what the outgrowth is that people who work there are happy. And you can go find lots of other people. Older workers generally have already climbed the career ladder. They've increased their salaries. They've reached positions where they have greater security. So satisfaction makes sense. They've gotten to a point where they have survived. And that oftentimes does bring people around. If you didn't like your job earlier, but you survive in it, then you tend to like it better. I just think it's interesting to get people's motivations.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Arms are reached, smile and sweet.
All right, well, this it's may or may not bring you around to a focus on what I actually wanted to tell you story-wise. Green in the title is, we're going to take poetic license here and move from the green grass of home to green beets. Is that a stretch, Jennifer, or not? Are we okay?
You're okay. There's that old
this weekend.
Stretchy, but you know.
All right. Evan, thank you. That's very good. He gets the cue from my voice tone. Evan, it's time to move on. There was a happening in Paris this past weekend. I wish that our friend Pierre was here. The Greenpeace folks were touting this activist who was suspended from the Eiffel Tower. He dangled himself. If you've seen any pictures of this, this shows you how crazy these people are. Those of you who've seen the Eiffel Tower, not a lot of places. When you hang yourself off the side of the Eiffel Tower, there's no soft landing.
Yeah,
if
that's
something
fair.
Happens,
that's a fair comment.
You are cooked. Anyway, so this guy was protesting because he wants the 30 people who have been in jail for a month in a Russian jail protesting oil drilling in the Arctic to be released. 30 people are in jail, and he thought this would be the way of getting a lot of attention. Well, it got a lot of attention for sure. He lowered himself from the second tier of the Eiffel Tower. There were a lot of people. He's hanging us a big sign from himself, Free the Arctic 30. It took firemen 2 hours to get this guy off of the perch. He just hung. He had no way of getting himself back. He was thinking somebody was going to come and get him. He hung so low that he couldn't pull himself back up again.
Oof.
So he was charged with, all kinds of things, you know, getting on a public, the same kind of stuff it would be charged with here. But you just wonder when you look at some of these things, how far some of these activists, they're so passionate, they're so involved, they're powerful.
Connected you have to be to do that.
Yeah. Right. I mean, just think about it. Put yourself in that position. Would you do that? Would you do that?
No.
No, probably not.
No.
All right, those of you who watch Shark Tank, how many people watch Shark Tank?
I do.
Mark Cuban, is that?
Mark Cuban.
It's Cuban. Okay. Billionaire. He put $2 million into a haunted hayride business. A lady who's from Los Angeles named Melissa Carboni went to Shark Tank, asked for $2 million for a 10% stake in her company. She was able to walk away with $600,000 in cash. That's what her profit is after 17 days of operation. $600,000 in cash. A Cuban gave her $2 million, 20% of the company. They're going to expand everywhere around the country. It was the biggest deal in Shark Tank history. $2 million
That's
for a company
cool.
that makes $600,000 in 17 days. Where do I sign? I'm going to figure out.
And then you're done for the year.
Right, exactly. A haunted hayride business. All right, phone's ringing. 27 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Just in time for Halloween, National Geographic Kids is releasing That's Creepy, spine-tingling facts that will test your creep-out factor. Filled with facts, eerie anecdotes, and fun information, it's got everything creepy, kooky, mysterious, and spooky, but with real science and history. We caught up with Becky Gaines from National Geographic to fill us in.
Well, when they first asked me to do a nonfiction book about vampires and werewolves, I was a little concerned because, you know, I'm a little bit of a skeptic myself. But in reading about some of the things, I think that I was kind of drawn over to the other side and hearing some of these arguments. So we decided that a fun way to kind of set up this skeptic versus believer idea would be to have our creepy co-hosts, who are Agent Jeepers. He is the an agent for the Creepy Intelligence Agency, and he is a total non-believer. He doesn't think that any of this is real, and so he's on one side, kind of on certain pages, giving us a reality check, where on the other side we have Ethel, the extraterrestrial, who obviously believes in it because she herself is an alien. So they kind of go back and forth throughout the book debating whether or not these things are real, and they both make some pretty good points.
That's Becky Gaines from National Geographic Kids on their new book, That's Creepy, spine-tingling facts that will test your creep out.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Sunshine be upon you today, my friends and neighbors, mi amor, e mi amores. Is that good? You like that?
We take a
mi amor.
Mi amor.
Mi amores. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, email Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com if you'd like to. 888-302-DOUG. Phone connections. Well, you'll be happy to know that under the circumstances, there are still two biggies.
Two biggies.
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 Biggies. The healthcare reality and the spying scandal haven't gone away over the weekend.
Hmm.
Now, I think there are a couple of twists and turns in the road, however, that are worth a moment or two of our time. Sean Hannity got himself into the middle of this last week.
Yeah, he was playing wacky DJ.
Well, I don't think he ever was a DJ. I think
he was playing wacky DJ.
Well, but why do you say wacky DJ?
Because he did a phony phone call.
It wasn't phony. He talked to a real person.
I know.
And he's not a disc jockey. He's a radio talk show. With the people who are disc jockeys, well, I'm offended. When somebody calls me a disc jockey, I am offended by that because...
Why?
I'm not a disc jockey.
Being a disc jockey is cool.
No, but that's not what he does. He doesn't jockey discs.
Oh, boy.
He jockeys talk, so he's a talk jock, if anything. Let's get it right.
So he's a TJ.
A TJ. Anyway, so Sean Hannity, many of you listened to him, and you perhaps heard the call to the 800 Obamacare line. What really got many of us in radio going was the FCC's phone notification rule. The woman Hannity interviewed was aware that she was on the air. Some people listened to it
carefully. She was singing like a bird, by the way.
That it didn't sound that way, but Hannity had her permission ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So what sounded like a spontaneous phone interview really wasn't, which I guess is a good thing because of the FCC and that foolishness. But the next chapter in the story is what the call center worker was saying, and then the fact after she hung up and people found out it was her that Hannity talked to, she got fired because she had an agreement not to speak to the media about what is obviously a sensitive subject.
And that wasn't unique to her. All employees sign something that say they can't speak to the media.
Right. Anyway... Yeah. So Hannity has donated a year's salary to her and her family and also put a, something up on his website that gets people who are in her area. She lives in Panama City, Florida, I think.
It's like an email address. So if you know of a job opportunity, you can email like jobs@SeanHannity.com and you can, because he's trying to find her another gig.
Right.
Basically.
I'm sure that'll be, she'll probably find a job. She probably will thank her lucky stars that she ever
could
answered
be the best
phone.
Thing that ever happened to her.
I'm gonna yeah.
Absolutely. Because she was making $25,000 a year at this job.
Right. Yeah. So I think that this is very good. I'm pleased that it happened. And it shows you how the system works. And the fact that they can't handle any criticism, anybody who talks about it. And they're very public about it. You're fired. And nobody seems to care.
You know what gets me?
And, well, I don't know if they care. But
is that the Obama administration has always asked for this justice, right? They're going to find out who's responsible. And heads are going to roll. And Kathleen Sebelius is still there. And there's been nothing for Benghazi. But yet this poor woman who makes $25,000 a year, her head rolled because she talked to the media. It's so bizarre.
But, you know, in almost any job, if you work for someone else and then you go on national radio or national television and you talk trash, whether it's right or wrong, about the job you have.
Why is she talking trash? Was she putting it down?
No, she was just being honest.
She was, she was saying that everyone hates it. She was saying that everyone hates it.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm
and
sure, to be fair.
To be fair,
everyone that calls her probably does, because they're calling her because of the website.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't want to assume that at all. I don't think that's fair to assume. No.
If you went on with Sean Hannity tonight and you talked about something bad about Doug's show, do you think that your job
would
be
fired?
Oh, yeah. No, I believe me, I get that. I mean, I don't disagree.
So what's the difference?
What I'm saying is, though, I mean, you can't expect that this woman doesn't get a lot of complaint calls. It's like people that work at a cable system or at anything in customer service. You call when you have a problem. I mean, you can't expect this woman to have a rosy view of what she's pitching if all she's dealing with is problems.
I think that's not what her job was. I think her job was to sign people up. It wasn't to deal with problems.
But he asked her, he said, how many people call you with problems? And she said, almost everybody.
Yeah.
And their answer, she had a script. I mean, if you listen to the call, I'm not sure if you guys had a chance to do it, but if you listen to the script, when he calls and he says, okay, what are you supposed to tell people? She read her script to him on the air that said, we're experiencing a lot of problems with the website. Please check back at off-peak hours. I mean, it wasn't even like she was there to sign people up, I don't think. She was there to help people figure out what's wrong with the website.
Mm-hmm. One person can't do
the
that.
The role of a help desk.
Right.
Yeah, right. Was she on the help desk or the sign-up desk? That wasn't clear to me.
It's clear to me. I mean, if you listen to the whole thing, she was talking. She had a script that said, we are having problems with the website. It's being overrun. Please try back at off-peak hours. It didn't have anything to do with, I can take your order right now. Please pull up to the next window.
Speaking of that, speaking about pulling up the window, McDonald's has ended its relationship with Heinz ketchup. Can you imagine?
Heinz ketchup at McDonald's?
They have Heinz ketchup, the little packets of Heinz ketchup at McDonald's. So, under the circumstances, who makes, I don't even know, I mean, Heinz is always the name when you think ketchup.
You think Heinz.
You think Heinz. Right, the 57, and they've made, I mean, it's Pittsburgh's biggest employer.
That's going to be a blow for them. I mean, that must have been a chunk of business.
Noted as the divorce of the century, Ken.
Yeah. Did you see the paranoid reasons behind this?
Let's see here. We value the relationship we've maintained with Heinz for more than 40 years. As a result of recent management changes at Heinz, we've decided to transition our business to other suppliers over time. We've spoken to Heinz and plan to work together to ensure a smooth and orderly transition, confident there will be no impact. Let's see here.
The new CEO of Heinz came from Burger King, and the company that one of the major owners of the Heinz company also owns Burger King.
It's the ketchup lobbyist.
McDonald's was getting worried that they were going to cut them off with no notice.
Really? Huh. That would be kind of foolish business-wise, wouldn't it?
It would help out their owners because they own Burger King.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So McDonald's is thinking that Burger King will get all of the business if they are suddenly cut off and have no ketchup.
Well, there are other places to get ketchup.
Hunt's is another one.
Yeah.
But if all of a sudden they were cut off, there would be a period of time where they would have to scramble and do something.
Wouldn't that be foolish, though? I mean, the circumstances, a lot of money there. Why would they cut their nose?
Ketchup famine, and people would be upset, throwing fries.
Yeah. Occupy ketchup.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. I hadn't thought about that one, Kenny. That's very interesting. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, the Red Stockings won another game last night in St. Louis. So it's 2-2, an exciting series. Looking back over history, Game 6 of the World Series on this date, 1981. The reason I bring it up, because the Los Angeles Dodgers came back winning their fourth straight game and the championship after having been down 2-0 against the Yankees.
Back in the good old days.
Thanks to rookie pitcher Fernando Valenzuela. He started the Dodger comeback, and batters Ron Cey, is that his name, C-E-Y? I don't remember him.
Say, Ron Cey.
Ron Cey?
Ron Cey.
I remember Pedro Guerrero and Steve Garvey and Steve Yeager. I don't remember Ron Cey.
Oh,
anyway.
Ron Cey was the one that ran like a penguin. They used to call
really?
Him a penguin.
Uh-huh. Oh. All right, in World Series history, on this date, 1989, the Oakland A's beat the San Francisco Giants 9-6. That was a local. Isn't that an interesting, it would be like the Mets playing the Yankees. The Oakland A's beating the San Francisco Giants 9-6.
Four a freeway game series.
Sweep. But there was another one in 2000. When, Evan? Mets. I don't remember that. All right, so that was a good. I guess those were, what they try to do, the people who run Major League Baseball want, is to, if they have any control over it all, and you would, one would think they didn't or wouldn't, but they want to have big cities because that increases the revenue for, they'd like to have Los Angeles versus New York, for example, or Boston versus Chicago. You know, the teams that are in the big cities where that obviously gets ratings high. But I would think, Jennifer, you're checking the ratings, that there would be a pretty interesting story being told with the baseball series versus football. I want to know who wins in that reality. Are you watching baseball or are you watching football? Sunday night, all kinds of stuff. Saturday night, all kinds of stuff. I'm just curious. If you have the choice, what do you prefer to watch? The World Series or football games? 888-302-3684. In this date, 1995, Atlanta Braves right fielder Dave Justice broke a scoreless tie with the Cleveland Indians. Solo home run in the bottom of the sixth in Game 6 of the World Series. It was the Braves. It was really all they needed. And so that was more baseball history. Something about this, though, that's very cool. Baseball. Baseball, baseball, baseball. In a moment, I promised we'd do the Saturday Night Live skit, and we're going to do that as we have time. If you have bags under your eyes as you wake up this morning and you wish they'd just go away, probably not going to happen if you wish it away. However, it will happen if you call this number, 800-543-9262. What's going to happen when you dial that number? You're going to be introduced to the lady, what was her name, that used to work for the government health care. She's now working for GenuCell.
That would be a good job.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, she's going to take your call when you call GenuCell in order. Just tell her you're listening to Doug Steffen and I Like Sean Hannity, and she'll figure a way to give you all kinds of exciting extra stuff. GenuCell. The risk-free introductory offer is that you will put GenuCell under your eyes, and in 12 hours you'll see a difference, and in 2 weeks you'll see a bigger difference, and in 2 months you'll be amazed. 800-543-9262. This cream takes care of the puffiness using stem cell therapy technology. That was what has been developed for this, why this stuff is so good and works under your eyes, around your cheekbones, on your eyelids. 800-543-9262. And when you tell me listening to Doug Steffen, they'll give you an amazing jar of Esotique face cream as a special gift. Simply call 800-543-9262 to get rid of the puffiness in the bags under your eyes.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources. all you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Tomorrow on CNBC Prime, the car chasers are all new. And they know that finding the right car to flip is an art.
We gotta buy this car!
Refurbishing it to make it sell is an art.
Oh, I can fix that.
But making a profit? Well, that's a fine art.
You just dropped 70 grand.
Booyah!
Don't miss the Art of the Car deal and the Car Chasers all new tomorrow at 10 Eastern and Pacific. CNBC at night is the all-new CNBC Prime.
Chris Matthews, host of MSNBC's Hardball.
Here on Hardball, you can expect me to discuss history as it relates to what's happening now. You can expect to hear me analyze what politicians are doing today with what I've seen other politicians do before. And you can expect me to fight for the causes that stirred me in my 20s when passions rose, minds were set, and life missions accepted. And this is Hardball.
Hardball with Chris Matthews, weeknights at 7 p.m. Eastern, only on MSNBC.
We were talking about the skit Saturday Night Live, and the fact that after that, well, I guess in a sense, the senator from Wyoming, Senator John Barrasso, says Kathleen Sebelius is the laughingstock of America since this skit. I'm not sure that this skit is what made her the laughingstock, but you make up your own mind. Here's a piece of Saturday Night Live.
And now, a message from the Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello there. I'm Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of Health under President Obama. Now, a lot of folks have been talking about our new healthcare enrollment website, how it's been crashing and freezing and shutting down and stalling and not working and breaking and sucking. Well, tonight, I have a number of friendly tips to help you deal with those technical problems. For example, have you tried restarting your computer? Sometimes it helps to turn the computer off and then turn it back on. We don't know why, it just does. If our website still isn't loading properly, we're probably just overloaded with traffic. Millions of Americans are visiting healthcare.gov, which is great news. Unfortunately, the site was only designed to handle 6 users at a time. So if you're in a rush, consider using our low-res website with simpler fonts and graphics. Nice. Or if the regular English site isn't working, try signing up in a different language, like, say, Icelandic. And then choose one of 4 simple plans: Fjordflug, Hugelhofer, Trollish, or High Five. Now that's fun. And if our site keeps freezing, we've also provided links to other helpful websites, such as kayak.com, where you can purchase airline tickets to Canada and buy cheaper prescription drugs. Or how about BitTorrent, where you can download pirated copies of healthcare-related movies like Patch Adams. We also have links to a number of doctor-themed pornographic websites that should help you pass the time. Sites like Doctors Without Boundaries, Bang Ambulance, WebMDD, and Blue Cross Blue Ball. Still need guidance?
All right.
Consult.
I love it.
Excuse me. God bless us for having a sense of humor.
You have to.
Yeah, you do have to have a sense of humor. You really do. All right, but that still doesn't make it any better. It's still a mess and ridiculous. And the more money they spend on it, oy. So anyway, that's the SNL way of dealing with, or at least, but I guess a laugh is a good thing in this circumstance.
Yeah.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Back and forth we go on healthcare.gov, but now another problem to be fixed. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Even the staunchest supporters of the Affordable Care Act are having trouble defending the botched rollout of the healthcare enrollment website, which needs a major fix. And now, a new problem. A data center for the site, run by Verizon's Terramark, went down yesterday, stopping online enrollment for all 50 states. Terramark acknowledges it is experiencing what it calls a connectivity issue, with no idea how long it'll take to get things connected again. Democratic Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear is among those saying, have patience, the website will get fixed.
This is going to take some time to get done, but everybody needs to chill out because it is going to work.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Governor Beshear said the health care law is helping uninsured people in his state find coverage, and he supplied some numbers, saying about 26,000 people in Kentucky have enrolled in the expanded Medicaid program. Another 5,000 have applied for general coverage plans. The governor said he expects those numbers to go up when healthcare.gov starts to run smoothly. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan has an additional concern about the healthcare website, online security.
They do not have an overarching, solid cybersecurity plan to prevent the loss of private information. The problem is they may have to redesign the entire system.
Congressman Rogers chairs the House Intelligence Committee. Another House committee, the Energy and Commerce Committee, will be questioning Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius about the healthcare.gov website this week. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get it started.
I sell shoes online, so if our IT system isn't up and running, neither are we. That's why I love the new services center at OfficeMax. They picked the perfect IT support plan for us. Experts on call 24/7, maintenance, troubleshooting, the works. They've got my back, and I got your feet.
Save 50% now when you sign up for 3 months of premium or platinum on-call tech support, including McAfee virus protection at the new OfficeMax services center. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last week, stocks ended higher for the third straight week. On Friday, the Dow with a 61-point gain to 15,570. S&P gained 7 points. NASDAQ rose 14. Hawaii could soon become the 15th state in the nation to legalize same-sex marriage. Democratic Governor Neil Abercrombie has called a special session of the legislature beginning today to debate a bill that would legalize gay marriage. Last week, same-sex marriages began in New Jersey, while New Mexico's Supreme Court heard arguments for and against gay marriage. Conrad Murray released from a Los Angeles jail. He served only half of his 4-year sentence for administering a deadly dose of propofol to Michael Jackson. Authorities say Murray's early release is for good behavior. Back in November of 2011, Murray was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in Jackson's death. Business at the box office over the weekend. Gravity is no longer number one. It's down to number two. This film is on top.
Grandpa!
What?
This thing doesn't work.
What do you want me to do about it?
Fix it!
Oh!
I think it's fixed now. Bad Grandpa, $32 million, number one in theaters in its debut weekend. Closing notes. First, World Series, Game 4 in St. Louis last night. Cardinals hosting the Red Sox, with the Sox holding on for a 4-2 win to even up the best of seven at 2 games apiece. Game 5 in St. Louis tonight. And finally, on a Monday, you might very well be one of the many who feels like doing this. Now that guy really does sound sick, but have you ever taken a sick day when you weren't actually sick? The folks at CareerBuilder.com have released their annual survey on this topic, and they say 32% of employees take a sick day when they're not sick. As for the most outrageous excuses used in a call to tell the boss you're not coming in, the list includes a woman who claimed someone glued her doors and windows shut. Another said his fake eye fell out of its socket and he couldn't get it back in. But here's my personal favorite from a few years ago. A guy called his office, and with this playing in the background, he said this.
Listen, I really know it's a big day, and I really want to make it in, but I forgot. I'm getting married today.
It just slipped his mind. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.